And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Insulin.
Pastor Gavin Insulin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, I've been saying this, I think, for the last 2 days. South Africa is starting to look like the series that I watch on Netflix and Apple TV and
which series
all of these.
Is that?
Like, what's this? The one with Raymond Reddington. Which one is it?
Blacklist.
The Blacklist. There's also Day Zero. There's also Night Agent. More like Night Agent. There's also House of Cards. House of Cards.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It is starting to look like House of Cards. If you've watched House of Cards, it will make sense because it's the it's that one guy who's killing all of these witnesses.
I agree with that. Except that in South Africa, this really comes out.
Yeah.
In America, it doesn't. It only comes out in the movies.
Yes. So it's starting to seem like that. And the reason I'm saying this is because today's show, we are speaking about the murder of Witness D in the Matlanga Commission. And what's this? The disappearance of three, well, the murder of three police officers.
Yeah, did we speak about it?
Not in detail, no.
But we did mention it.
Yeah, we mentioned it. I feel like no, we didn't. It's not in the show.
That was very weird.
I think we discussed it. We discussed it.
Not on the show.
Not on the show.
That was stupid.
So
we missed one there, guys.
First, Gage, you want to give a more brief explanation? Who's Witness D?
Yeah, what's it? Marius van der Merwe.
Marius van der Merwe.
Marius van der Merwe, who's a... he owns a security company.
Mm-hmm.
And on last week, Friday night, he went out to a restaurant with his wife and his children. He gets home. He's having problem opening the gate. So he gets out the car to go and check the gate. I think it was an electric gate that he had. So it should have opened. Wasn't opening. Maybe they broke it so it wouldn't open. And while he's opening the gate, some guys, there's CCTV footage, some guys come and they confront him. And he actually, like, sort of faces them and takes his weapon out. But they shoot him with an AK-47, once in the neck and once in the head, killing him instantly before he could, fire on them. So the indications are that he knew the guys that killed him. And the first thing is that he had given evidence before the Matlanga Commission. I'm sure we spoke about this somewhere along the line.
Yes.
His evidence, he was known as Witness D. And then he wasn't, I don't think he was killed over that. But what transpires is that with his security company, he was also involved with the illicit mining, known in South Africa here as the Zama Zamas. And he was closing up holes into some of these mining shafts to stop the illegal mining trade. There's an area there called Plastic City, and a lot of the people there are involved with the illicit mining and all of that sort of stuff. And he contacted a journalist named Yusuf Abramji during the course of last week, left a voice note, and apparently this past Monday night was going to spill the beans on the Zama Zamas and how the Zama Zamas are linked with the mining industry, how politicians, police, all of these sorts of people are involved. And the funny thing is, he wasn't taken out after his testimony. But now when he threatens to talk about this, then all of a sudden he's taken out. So now you start talking about mining, and mining relates to Cyril Ramaphosa. There's the Marikana mining disaster. And, you know, if you want to know about the real theft that's going on in South Africa, it's off South Africa's minerals.
Mm.
So this is big news that has happened this week. And a lot of people are asking a lot of questions. And I hope I'm right, but I'm not sure South Africans are going to let go of this one.
No. Not at all. It's going to be quite interesting. Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting show, as always, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
So like Pastor Gavin mentioned it earlier, on last week Friday, was it last week Friday? Witness D, also known as, well, it's Marius van der Merwe, also known as Witness D, who ran the QRF task team in Brakpan. What's this? Was basically actively shutting down illegal mining hubs like Plastic City. He became a key figure in exposing police involvement in torture. Actually, listened to one of, I listened to his testimony in terms of the whole torture thing. It was quite crazy. Murder and illegal mining protection networks. So what's this? So yeah, so that is who he is. Pascal gave a more brief explanation of who he is, but gunmen with AK-47s ambushed him outside his home, and CCTV shows he recognized the attackers and reached for his weapon, but they got to him first. And the killers, and this is what has everyone thinking and everyone asking for answers, is that the killers fled in a white Nissan NP200, a vehicle that was repeatedly appearing in other linked deaths. It's the same vehicle that appeared with the three missing police officers who were later found in a river. Which river was it? Do you remember?
No, I'm not sure the river.
Yeah, but there were their vehicle was found in a river, and this happened in May 2025, and they too were investigating the illegal mining of the Zamazamas, and they too had evidence and all of these things. So now the question is, where is this white Nissan MP200 coming from? How is it linked to the Zamazamas? How is it linked to this whole case with Mkwanazi and stuff like that? So what are your thoughts on everything that has transpired and everything that is transpiring? Because this is not the first witness to be killed since the Madlanga Commission and stuff like that. So what are your thoughts?
No, but I mean, you see, I just want to challenge something there, because one of the narratives that's coming out now is that the Madlanga Commission hearings must happen in camera. In other words, we mustn't see them.
Mm.
And I have a big issue with it, because then you can make things secret.
Yeah.
The stuff must be public. At the end of the day, we want to know what's going on. And these people that are saying, you keep the witnesses safe. Yeah, keep the witnesses safe and things. You know, but we want to know what's going on.
Mm.
In terms of this witness, there was another conversation, and it was not about stuff that he had said at the Madlanga Commission.
Mm.
There's a journalist, as I said earlier, Yusuf Abramji. I think he's with IOL. And he had put up a post on X about some activities that were going on, you know, in Brakpan, which is east of Johannesburg.
Mm.
It's on what's known as the East Rand, where there's a whole lot of mining holes, you know, from old gold mines and things like this. And there's a lot of this illicit mining going on. And so, you know, some efforts had been made to curtail this, and they'd actually closed some entrances to those holes. Now, Yusuf Abramji had said that one of the guys had died, you know, because of closing the hole.
Mm.
one of these miners. And so he voice noted Yusuf Abrunji saying, look, I'm the guy that was there. I was on the scene. Mm. I was involved in closing the hole. And I'd like to spill the beans on the whole thing that's going on here.
Mm.
Now, one of the rumors, and I think we've mentioned it before on the political show, is that if you look at the Zama Zamas, who they're going to sell the gold to? I'm sure we did a show on that.
Yes, we did.
And the stories are that behind the scenes, there's a network of lawyers and all sorts of people, obviously involving police. And what has come out now is that the reason why Kat Matlala, now for those who've been following the Madlanga Commission, as well as the testimony that happened, you know, when Kat Matlala appeared before the parliamentary committee, is that the ENPD gave him 7 vehicles that they attached blue lights to. General Mkhwanazi, Commissioner Mkhwanazi, the one from EMPD, not Nklanta Mkhwanazi, the one from KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah.
But he organized that Kat Matlala could have 7 vehicles with blue lights. And now it turns out that these guys are transporting stuff from these illegal mining activities.
Mm.
So the powder that you get the gold from, and it's got to be processed.
Yeah.
And now they're traveling with a blue light so that no one will stop them and see that they, because it's illegal to carry that gold dust.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to just drive around carrying gold dust out of a mine in South Africa. And but then what happens is that this goes through a process and then gets onto the legal mineral trade.
Mm.
And one of the accusations that gets made around, and this is just stuff that floats in the air, is that the mining companies in South Africa are actually involved with this.
Mm.
Because it's cheaper for them to use these illicit miners known as the Zama Zamas to mine than to actually set up a mining shaft. You've got to deal with unions and all the costs that are associated with it.
Yeah, I mean, what's this? If you look where we are at, there's a whole Zama Zama situation happening close to where
we're at.
Well,
there's an entire road.
Yes.
We've spoken about that road
and
that was closed.
We are literally in the same street as the police. Well, they're not really the police, but...
Yeah. Obviously, Julius Mkhwanazi is the Ekurhuleni...
Yeah.
So EMPD, Ekurhuleni Municipal Police Department.
Yeah, but...
But this is JMPD, the Johannesburg Municipal Police or Metro Police Department.
On the other side of that specific road, there are so many roadblocks that happen there. And
SAP, Serbian Police.
So for the fact
looking
that...
Looking for foreigners, eh?
Yeah.
Your favorite police in a pastime.
Yeah.
getting a roadblock to arrest foreigners.
What's this? So for the fact that all of that illegal mining is happening under, like right in front,
just to explain to people, it's a dual carriageway road.
Yes.
And this road is closed because of the illicit mining activities. There's a crack in that road. When you shine a torch down there and you know, point a camera, this crack goes down about a kilometer into the ground. So you've got this dual carriageway road, then you've got this old road, which is the one, so this one's now closed, and the police always stop you, okay, and then the first thing they want to do is your passport.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you've got the police here with a roadblock, South African police. Then you've got this dual carriageway road over here, and then you've got the open area with old mine dumps and stuff where all of this illegal mining's happening.
And the people are there.
And they've got anti-aircraft guns.
Yeah, and the people are there.
We've spoken about that before.
They're not ashamed. They're not hiding.
No.
When the roadblocks are there, you're seeing the people walking.
They've got smoke from fires to process this sand with the gold in it.
Yeah.
To get it to a pre-processed place.
I forgot what do they pour. There's a liquid that they pour. I forgot the name.
No, but
I
they haven't
thinking
got
about the name of it. No, they buy that liquid.
Yes.
So what you do, you pour that and then you pour the sand.
No, it separates
and then,
it out.
Yeah, and then the gold will remain on top and then the sand will...
But it's not fully processed.
Yeah, no.
It's still got to be processed.
Yeah.
So
is it not cyanide?
So the basic thing I'm saying here is there's no ways that state can claim that they don't know about the Zama. There's no ways that the Zamazamas are operating
without state knowledge.
State knowledge.
And that's... We haven't learned this now.
No.
Yeah. This is my theory. That's why I have a theory with this whole thing. That
I'm gonna listen.
That this is only how that.
Wait, just wait. Like not as a theory.
Yes, we are listening first.
Yeah. Suspense. So this is how I think the whole thing is connected. Yes, it is. It is partially connected with the Matanga Commission, the death that is. Well, what I'm, my theory is based on the death of Witness D, known as Marius.
Marius.
Marius van der Merwe, known as Witness D.
Known as Witness D. I also did.
We need to get this right.
Yes, I also did. I was trying to get it right, and then I also messed it up. So, how I think it's partially connected with that is because when he testified with the whole thing with Julius Mkhwanazi and the dumping of the body and all of that. Because interestingly enough, that one of the places that Julius also suggested that the body should be dumped was the
Mountain.
where the whole mining thing happens. Mm. So that means this guy has a knowledge of that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Which I can go as far as maybe he is involved in those mining business, which is he knows that if the body is found there, it's obviously going to be thought of as
he was a
Zama Zama guy, so whatever. Let's just take them in. So that's how I think the whole thing is connected. And then obviously the whole interview you had to have, the Witness D had to have with, is it ENCA on Monday, this past Monday?
IOL,
this past Monday, was supposed to have that whole interview. And obviously he did state that he's going to take out also the politicians that are part of the whole illicit mining that's happening in our country. And obviously the whole, we know with the whole, when did I start the Valampoti thing? When also the church was also there with those guys who were trapped in the mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that was last year.
That was about November, December last year.
And we still have the thing happening. So obviously it's like one of, that's how you know that the politicians are involved. They're going to act like they're doing something, but nothing's been done with the whole xenophobic thing, passports. But I don't know how many times I've witnessed police catching people with no passports, but then let them go. As long as they get paid, they let them go. So one thing I realized, they're actually not even fixing anything. So that's why I didn't start then to be against it, but I was like, this is why the more I'm against this whole thing, because these guys are not even actually solving anything, but only terrorizing people, which is not cool. So that's why I won't be for this whole Dudula stuff or whatever the government is doing right now, because they just say, they call it for our safety, but it's never for our safety. So yeah, that's my theory and how it's connected to the Matanga thing.
It's not bad.
It's because
I would just like to say, he wasn't killed after his testimony.
No.
Okay, and Julius Mkhwanazi went there, and he looked bad.
Yeah, no, he did
at the commission. But the thing is, the next thing he starts talking about the illegal mining.
Yeah,
and how do they know that he sent that message? I mean, I
wouldn't say... That's what I'm busy thinking as well. Like, how do they get hold of the voice note?
Because they're listening to your phone.
That's crazy, guys. I don't know if you get how crazy that is.
If you need to have an illegal conversation, okay, we're a Christian show, but I'm just giving you advice. Make sure you don't have any electronics near you. And even then, they've got this equipment. They can listen to you. The only place, as far as I know, that they can't hear you, and we've got a problem here in Joburg with this, that is like if you go and stand like in the sea where the waves of the sea are breaking.
Top of the mountain, you can also go there.
No, they've got satellite technology, they can hear you.
No, there's no network.
No, they've got satellite.
You think so?
Of course. You think Starlink isn't here? Just because
it's
of...
It's in Lesotho, not here.
No, it's here. No. And Starlink is Mickey Mouse. Guys, they can listen to anything.
Yeah, that's true.
From what there's something that I've heard. Now, I'm not an expert, okay? So please, if I'm wrong, but from what I understand, if you're like standing there in the water with the waves breaking around you, because of the noise of the waves, then you can talk. But otherwise, they can hear you. I mean, if you just see like Google Earth and look at the technology, I mean, you can look up any address on Google Earth.
That's true.
And at the end of the day, what do they have that we don't know about? You know, so if you want to talk about something illegal, you need to get to the coast, go into the sea.
No, that's crazy.
And talk there in the sea. That's about the only place. Maybe if you're in a river or by a waterfall or something.
Because with your phone, the only way you used to survive is if you could take out your battery. Then
that doesn't
but
work.
But now, though. Hence why they sealed the phones like this. So now, because even when your phone is off, it's not off.
No.
It has a 1% whatever that remains. They program the phone. And then, yeah, you think your phone is off. Ha-ha.
And that battery never runs dry.
It never runs dry.
You can leave that phone off for 9 months. Yeah. Which tells you, why do we have batteries that we have to charge?
Yes.
So, I just want to finish and say the last thing I want to say about this. This thing is international.
Yeah.
Yes. And we spoke about it on the show.
And they haven't spoken about the mining interest of the Midlanga Commission.
Yeah.
And now this guy was threatening to go public and give up names. And
I see what you're
saying. Yeah, now that's why Julius Mkhwanazi, I don't think it's for nothing that he looked like a total fool at that commission.
Mm.
And did you see how scared he was?
Yeah, very.
I think he'd rather be charged by the Malanga Commission and go to jail than give up any secrets. He was petrified.
Mm.
And I think Kat Matlala is also keeping quiet.
Mm.
I think he's also scared.
Because there's higher.
No. The
definitely international.
If you think Kat Matlala, the real fish and the real cats, we haven't seen them.
Yeah.
And many of them are not in South Africa.
Mm.
Because he had already filed a case with IPED, and it was over that. It was over that.
Mm. And but one of those officers was executed.
Mm.
Yeah. No, but one of the IPED officers was taken out. So when people say that the killing of the witnesses is happening now, that's nonsense.
Okay.
Now people are being killed left, right, and center over these matters.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Starting to look like the series that I watch. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 15, it says, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoers."
One of the things we keep telling you, and we're talking now in December 2025, and you know, we started doing the political show, what was it, about January, February 2020, eh?
Mm.
We still spoke about the South African State of the Nation address of President Cyril Ramaphosa. And what we always tell you is, you know, this world is being ruled by evil. And you don't fully know what's going on. You might be listening to people like Candace Owens and all of these people that are coming with all of their theories like they know what's going on. I'm telling you now, the reason why I respected Charlie Kirk was because he focused on the Bible. And you know, most of the arguments, there are a few, but most of the arguments he had were from the Bible. And I'm telling you, unless someone is talking from the Bible, you cannot believe them. Even if what they believe, if they believe 1,000% that what they're saying is the truth, you cannot believe them. And the reality at the end of the day is that looking at all of this stuff, the only one you can trust is the Lord. And I really want to encourage you as we come to the end of 2025 to put your trust in the Lord, because only He can sustain us, and only He can lead us, and only He can guide us. Anyone else is you know, the problem is they themselves are deceived.
Yeah.
And so I really encourage you now, put the word first, put the Lord first, and you know, you'll see into eternity. And when you see into eternity, then you know what's really going on. And remember, all of this evil that's going on, in the end, the Lord is going to avenge it. People need to be saved from their sin through believing in Jesus, or God will gain vengeance for what they've done. And I want to just say this. If you've been the victim and an injustice has been done and the person has gotten away with it, you need to pray for that person to get saved, because if you saw what was going to happen to them, the Bible says you would get on your knees and you would beg God to release them. Because that's how severe their punishment is going to be. So just trust the Lord, and you know, God will take you through, and you will have hope beyond the grave, which is the only hope, you know, that's really worthwhile. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to die. But if we have hope beyond the grave, then we can live a satisfied life.
Yes, this has been an amazing show, as always, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is.
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.